And the world spreads its legs, and the world spreads its legs for another fucking star.
1, 2, 3, 4.
She don't wear no pants, she don't wear no tie. Always on the ball, she's always on strike. Strutting up the aisle, big deal, you get to fly. You ain't nothing but a waitress in the sky. You ain't nothing but a waitress in the sky. Pay my fare, don't wanna complain.
You know, wherever you go, even in San Francisco, the fag capital of California, right? They pass a bill, you can't even smoke in the street because it offends people. They will lock you up, throw the key away, right? Yeah, that's great, isn't it? But it's okay. Yeah, it's okay if you want to butt slam your buddy while you're waiting for the bus. Yeah, smack him in the face with your dick 5-6 times. This don't offend nobody, right? Yeah, you can smoke the baloney pony, but not a fucking Marlboro. Makes a lot of sense.
God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference.
Don't
talking. I thought they meant every word they said. Everyone else, they were stalling. And now they seem so different. They seem so different. They seem so different. Hatred for you. But I do not have any. And I have always loved you.
Hello. Hello, Sonny.
What happened? How you doing?
Well, I'm out of the hospital.
Yeah, I know. You know, I thought you'd never get out.
I never thought I'd get out this way, I'll tell you.
Yeah. So, how you doing?
I'm a little shaky.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, my lady told me, you know, that you were all drugged up. So, I figured that's why you didn't talk to me, you know, because I was wondering why you didn't talk to me.
Yeah, well, it was really terrible, you know. I mean, you walk in, and right away they say you're crazy, and then they start sticking things in your arm. I mean, how do they expect you to get uncrazy if you're asleep all the time? I'm just starting to come out of it now.
So.
Well, so how are you?
I'm fine. There's something here.
Yeah.
I don't know, Leon, you know, I'm dying here. I'm dying.
Did you ever listen to yourself when you say that? Like, you're dying.
Did you ever listen to yourself?
What are you talking
about? What do you mean, what am I talking about? You're dying. Do you know that you say that to me every day of your life?
Oh.
I'm dying.
Well, you're not dying. You're killing the people around you is what you're doing.
Oh, come on.
Leon, don't give me that shit. You know, I don't need that deep shit now.
Well, I don't think you realize what it means, Sonny. You know, the things you do?
Yeah. I know what I do.
You stick a gun to somebody's head.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I'm doing sometime with that.
Yeah, well, obviously you don't.
Go to sleep, Leon, so it won't hurt when I pull the trigger.
What do you think I've been doing in the hospital? I mean,
I take a handful of pills to get away from you, right?
Yeah.
So, and then now I'm talking to you on the phone again, right? I got no job. I don't have friends. I can't live. I have to live with people. This death business, I'm sorry.
I don't know, Leon. You know, I don't know what I'm getting here with that shit. You know, what am I supposed to say to that shit? You know, this is going on,
and you're giving me that shit.
I'm sorry.
You know what's happening with me. You know that. You know the pressures I've been having, right? I mean, I got all these pressures, and you know about it. You're in that hospital there with all them tubes coming out. You want that fucking operation, right? You're giving me that shit. Everybody's giving me shit. Everybody needs money. You know what I mean? So, you needed money, I got your money. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't ask you to go and rob a bank. No.
Corazón, mi corazón.
Te lo dije bien clarito.
Permanece a la escucha. Permanece a la escucha.
12 de la noche en La Habana, Cuba.
11 de la noche en San Salvador, El Salvador.
11 de la noche en Managua, Nicaragua.
Me gustan los aviones, me gustas tú. Me gusta viajar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mañana, me gustas tú. Me gusta el viento, me gustas tú. Me gusta soñar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mar, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu.
¿Qué corazón, mi corazón?
Me gusta la moto, me gustas tú. Me gusta correr, me gustas tú. Me gusta la lluvia, me gustas tú. Me gusta volver, me gustas tú. Me gusta marihuana, me gustas tú. Me gusta colombiana, me gustas tú. Me gusta la montaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta la noche. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu.
¿Qué corazón, mi corazón? Me gusta su cocina, me gustas
de la
tú.
Mañana.
Me gusta camelar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la guitarra, me gustas tú. Me gusta el reggae, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu. ¿Qué corazón, mi corazón? Me gusta la canela, me gustas tú. Me gusta el fuego, me gustas tú. Me gusta menear, me gustas tú. Me gusta La Coruña, me gustas tú. Me gusta Malasaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta la castaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta Guatemala, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu.
¿Qué corazón, mi corazón?
¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus.
Radio Reloj. 5 de la mañana.
No todo lo que es oro brilla. Remedio chino e infalible.
Dr. Jones, again we see there is nothing you can possess which I cannot take away. And you thought I had given up. You chose the wrong friends. This time it will cost you.
Too bad the Jovitos. Don't know you the way I do, Belloc.
Yes, too bad. You could warn them. If only you spoke Jovitos.
Okana Matuso! Nobata!
Yeah. it! Get it up! Stop the engine! Stop the engine! Stop!
She took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. After he left us, I ordered more whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the bar room, rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, but the words that he told her kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. You picked a fine time.
admitting. This is Saperstein. Where is he? He's cleared admitting. Right. Bring him in. He's coming.
Good.
Trent?
John Jay.
Put him in number 9.
Hang on to him.
Oh, wait, what's wrong? Look, I'm sorry about the balls. It was a lucky shot, that's all. Wait!
Thank you.
I'm not insane. You hear me? I'm not insane!
I'm not if he's not!
He neither!
Not the carpenters, too.
No more.
$20 on you, boy.
That's money in the bank, Jimmy.
Preacher boy, you're a dead man.
Natural, didn't it? Nice and smooth.
Give me lots of money and everything's gonna be Company's gonna give me lots of money and everything's gonna be. And I don't think it'll be so bad. And I know it won't be so bad. Cause the man said that's the way it is. And the man said company. They said they're gonna give me lots of money if I play what they want you to hear. Tell me it's cool, and I sure believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah. Sell out with me tonight. Record company's gonna give me lots of money, and everything's gonna be alright. Alright, yeah, yeah. We'll be right back.
Tonight, she said, but I can't work in fast food all my life.
From that article I read, it seems like you don't really care too much about guys in our line of work.
Why do you hate models, Matilda?
Honestly?
Yes.
I think they're vain, stupid, and incredibly self-centered.
I totally agree with you. But how do you feel about male models?
Oh, sweet.
I'm entertaining the people, and I'm also, as Sir Collins, is calling for peace in the carnival and love. And also, all the youth, the young generation of today, I am begging them, and I'm preaching to them, and I'm selling my record, I'm selling clothes, I'm selling cloth to help the young generation of England today. Black, white, pink, blue, you name it. And all you millions out there, come down and have a nice time. The carnival is nice. They're squeezing everybody up, but we're having a great time here. Today to make peace and love within the world and also to help the young generation of tomorrow. Yes, Sandy. That means we don't want no war at this carnival this day. All we want is just peace, love, happiness, and joyful joy.
People are going, man, aren't you afraid to, aren't you afraid to tell jokes like that? Don't you have just a small chill that runs through your fucking blood when you tell a story and jokes like that? Nah. Nah, folks, because I'm not worried about hell. You know, just think I go to hell? No, no. Because I was married for 2 fucking years! Hell would be like Club Med! Hell would be like a fucking resort, man. Have you been married? It ruins the devil's whole job. He's blown out. He's pissed off. You make him look like a Ronald McDonald with big feet and orange hair. He doesn't know. You're walking down the hall. You're going to hell. He sees you coming. He goes, oh, yeah, here's somebody. Here's somebody I'm going to scare the shit out of and torment. All right. What? Have you been married? Take this shit off. Hold on. No, they didn't tell me. Oh, come on in. I'll give you the tour anyway. There won't be any surprises here for you, but I'll show you around. Come on in. See, over here is where we torment the soul. Whoa. Well, shit, man. If you've been married, it's not very much I can scare you with down here. You've seen it. What? What? You've been married twice? Would you like a job down here, huh? Because you've been married twice, you qualify for our job employment program here now. We figure anybody who's been married twice can be a tour guide in hell. You can be a tour guide. You can take your own groups. Folks, stick with me. I've been married twice. I know this place pretty fucking well. And I won't lose you on this one, all right? Hold on.
You've been